Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
I'm simply going to flesh out what she has to say. I'm not going to disagree with anything she has to say. I'm really going to listen, do perspective taking, understanding where her opinion came from. Now, that's going to take discipline, right? As she's saying something, I'm thinking, wrong. Oh, that's absolutely wrong. That is not what I said. That is not what the memo said. You're wrong. But no. The book of Proverbs says a wise man overlooks even an insult. So if it's an identity goal, then I simply want to affirm this person, to build this person up, that she will have confidence that we can have productive conversations and eventually get to a topic goal where I actually do disagree with her. But right now, her identity is not strong enough for us to have productive give-and-take conversations. The climate won't support the kind of conversation I really want to have. So I've got to address the climate first so that I can disagree with her later down the road. But right now she lacks confidence, and I want to build up that confidence.
How would that play itself out in a marriage, Tim?
Well, a marriage is one long conversation, right? That's going to take years and years and years. So my wife has a great illustration. We speak at marriage conferences. Biola has a Center for Marriage that we've just launched 2 years ago. So at these marriage conferences, Noreen uses the whack-a-mole illustration. Do you know what a whack-a-mole is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's an arcade game where you put in quarters and moles pop up in holes, different holes, and your job is to whack the mole as soon as the mole pops his head up and you get points. Well, Noreen says in marriage, we often play whack-a-mole with each other, right? I share a perspective, and Noreen's like, wrong. Right, another perspective, wrong, nope. And pretty soon, you're not popping up anymore to give your perspective because you're just going to get hit with negativity or you're going to be disagreed with or belittled. So what we have to do is to, in a marriage, I want you to pop up. I want you to give your perspective, even if I disagree with it. If you're unhappy with me, tell me. Latent conflict is the worst form of conflict in a corporation or a marriage. So if you want the mole to pop up, then you've got to have identity goal in your conversations, right? I want you to share your perspective. But every time if my wife shares her perspective, I whack her. Well, then guess what? She's not popping up anymore to share her perspective. So again, to me, marriage, and I wrote a whole book on marriage called Marriage Forecasting, which talks about this climate issue. But man, you got to build a good climate so we can actually have productive conversations. But most of us are too impatient, right? You say something wrong, I'm correcting you. I'm going to let you know exactly what I think about this issue. And the climate suffers, even though you might win the occasional battle, you're losing the war.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.